All right, let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with friend of the program, Kathy Hook, fire and life safety educator with Colorado Springs Fire Department. Kathy, good Monday morning to you. We've got some bad news to pass along. Daylight saving time is right around the corner, which is, especially if you have to get up, you know, you're going to lose an hour. But that also presents some safety concerns around the house and things like that. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Shannon. Yes, it's daylight savings. I think we're all like, wait a minute, I thought we were done with that, but we're not. So this Saturday night is when we start daylight savings time. That notoriously has been when we change our clocks back and at the same time when we check our smoke alarms. So the newer smoke alarms, of course, every home needs to have a smoke alarm. We stress that almost every single week, reiterating the fact that most home fire deaths happen between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. when we're asleep. You don't wake up to the smell of smoke, but you will wake up to those obnoxious smoke alarms because when they have gone off, we know they wake you up. So the newer alarms that we really, really encourage are those 10-year lithium ion, the long life batteries. And those are good for the entire duration of the smoke alarm. Smoke alarms are good for 10 years. So if you have the long life battery installed in that, you still have to test them every month, but there's no changing of the battery at daylight savings time. However, if you have the older alarms and if you're still using the 9-volt that go in smoke alarms, great weekend to change out those batteries.
You know, we had a couple of fires like that apartment fire last week and things like that. It really does save lives, those smoke alarms. But, you know, they can be annoying, especially if the battery's going, you know, if it's starting to die, you hear the chirp all the time. I mean, that's not the time to just sort of disconnect everything and get to it later, right?
Right, Dan. That is, oh my gosh, such a good point. They are annoying. They're meant to be annoying. So when it's time to change the battery, you get that little bird chirp. And often what people do is they just disable it. 9-volt batteries aren't like the most common battery around the house. And so you think, okay, I'll take care of that later. And then you don't get back around to that. When, you know, when crews run on home fires, often when there's fatalities or significant injuries, if there was not a working smoke alarm, please, please, we need those working smoke alarms in every bedroom, outside the sleeping area, inside the sleeping areas, and on every level, including the basement. Even if no one's in the basement, get a smoke alarm down there.
Those newer model smoke alarms are also hardwired, right? So the battery is there just in case the power goes out?
Well, all hardwire smoke alarms also have a backup battery in case the electrical burns through. And not all homes have the hardwires. Those are nice because they're interconnected. If there's a fire in the upstairs, then it will sound all the alarms throughout the house. Those are great. And there's also a big variety of costs of smoke alarm. There's some that talk to you. There's some that will go to your phone. But what we really stress is a working smoke alarm is really the best smoke alarm, whether it's just a standalone and you put it in the sleeping levels of all your room, or if it's interconnected, just make sure you have smoke alarms that work. That honestly is the most important thing. There's different kinds of smoke alarms. There's ionization that are kind of more responsive to flaming fires, or photoelectric that is, you know, more for smoldering fires. That gets kind of techy. We just want a working smoke alarm in your homes.
And I would imagine that the carbon monoxide poisoning detectors should be changed as well, because as I understand it, those get older and sometimes they don't work after a certain amount of time. Is that right?
That is correct. And CO alarms are only good for 7 years.
Okay.
So if you have a combination smoke CO, it will be good for 7 years, the lesser of the time. Smoke alarms are good for 10, COs are good for 7, and if they're combo, they're good for 7. Smoke alarms, smoke alarms go high because smoke always rises. CO alarms, if they are a standalone, they do not necessarily have to go high. CO is kind of generally basically the same density as air. Mm-hmm. So you can just plug those in. But smoke alarms need to be up on the ceilings and high.
Yeah, it's good words of advice. Kathy, thanks for the time as always. And you know, daylight saving coming up. We got to do it eventually. And, you know, in Colorado, we kind of passed something, but it's nationally that other states have to do the same before that goes away.
Yeah, so I don't know when we'll be talking about this again, maybe forever and ever, the rest of our lives. But
yeah.
This weekend, I know it's time to check your smoke alarms.
No
that
doubt.
I know for sure.
No doubt. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us, as always.
You
we
as
appreciate
well.
It. Okay.
Take care.